You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a drug-addicted eagle fetish, self-driving robo-dogs, and a hot beef back injection.
All that and more on episode 149 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob, oh my God, there's a lot of snow cast.
There is a lot of snow. But, you know, this is the season, I suppose.
Finally.
Yeah, no kidding. We, up here, I know we were mentioning we had a lot of cold last week. And now this week is the exact opposite. Not so cold, but holy shit, we got a lot of snow.
Fucking cold. It was cold yesterday. You're like, oh, it's minus 12, minus 14. You're like, oh, okay, you know, it's chilly. Yeah. Like, with the wind, it's minus 27. Die.
Yeah, maybe it's because we just got used to the cold and we had something new to bitch about, because now it's not, it seemed colder last week for some reason. Yeah. But now it's like that, maybe because it rained a little bit and then it froze real fast last week. Remember that? It had that dampness in the air.
Yeah, well, it's, for those who don't live in the climate, when it gets really bad, some of us have machines for the snow.
Yes.
Because that's how a lot of people die, by heart attacks, shoveling this stuff.
Remember I was telling you, when you start counting calories, I usually do it after Christmas just because in winter you usually get a little bulk on, right? Well, yeah. Last week, because I wasn't doing my regular day job as much, so I'm like, okay, I better start counting calories because, Rob, you're getting a little doughy. Now, I've been doing my workouts, which is fine, but as you know and I know, you cannot out-train a bad diet.
No, you cannot.
When I look, I have an app that helps me count my calories.
Yeah, I also lost 5 pounds this morning.
Oh,
and then I wiped myself and I went on with my day.
Fantastic. Well, it's not that easy with myself, I guess.
Oh, I see.
But anyway,
for the record, your poop should never have a dog leg. I'm just saying.
No, it shouldn't have a twister. So anyway, as I'm counting calories, you can put in, like, I put in my exercise routines, but I don't usually put in anything else. But I was looking out of curiosity. I'm like, oh, they actually have shoveling snow in this app.
Yes.
And you would be astounded. Like, it's not great for your back or your heart, but if you want to burn a bunch of calories, yeah, shovel snow.
Yeah, I know. I think I've used the app that you use. I've got that one and a different one. And when you put in, like, you put it in, you think it's a mistake. You're like, okay, shovel snow for 30 minutes. You're like, how many calories did I burn? They're like, no, okay, so I'm gonna have to lie and say I did less, because there's no way I burnt this many calories.
But yes,
it's true, because what happens is that's why people have heart attacks, is because you don't realize how stressful it is on your body.
Yep.
Because you're cold, right? And you're trying to get this done. You're sweating underneath your jacket, you know, and it's just that, and you're breathing heavy, but you also have the cold air, so you don't really notice how your body's doing. So that's why people die, man, because you don't realize you're in the middle of having a heart attack. You just keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and it's words to the wise. So especially this time of year, I know everybody's getting on that, weight loss, or getting that, or those of us that have stuck, they're sticking to their New Year's resolutions. That's awesome. So, yep, just be careful.
Yeah. So now's the perfect time to go back to the gym. I went to the doctor, got my numbers reassessed. Everything's good. Time to get back to the gym. And it's perfect because all of you who started the gym on January 1st are no longer there.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great time to skip out.
That's when I take my time off. Everybody's like, oh, New Year's, you're going to go back to the gym? No, I'm taking a break from the gym. And, oh, why? Well, why? Trust me. This is my vacation. All the newbies go to the gym. And then by February, we got just the stragglers left.
Yeah. And again, yeah, that's what I've talked about this before. And I bitched about, oh, what are you doing? Mention your accomplishments, but don't check in, you know, I'm at the gym on Facebook, because in February, like, wah, wah, hey, where's all those gym posts?
So for those who really want to do this, you can send us pictures at RomanPodcast@gmail.com.
Right.
Send us your pictures of you, or even, you know, even if you want to do this on our Facebook page, put a picture up of yourself wearing a wrestling belt while checking in at a local gym, and it will blow Rob's mind to the point where he will kill somebody.
Yeah, I can't handle it. I can't handle it.
So anybody does that, whatever free merch we come up with, we'll end up by sending somebody out something.
Yeah, I'll reward somebody for fucking pissing me off.
Well, I'll reward them. So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no need. There's no need to send me your gym posts.
There's these guys that I follow on social media that actually they have a TV show. They're called the Diesel Brothers. They redo trucks. You know, they do 6x6 trucks. And they're good guys. They're guys out of Utah, and they do a lot of charity work. But he did something on Instagram that really bothered me. He's like, let me give you a tip on how to work out even better. And he walks up to the stereo and he unplugs it. And he just kind of shakes his finger at the camera and he goes, no, none of that. And we used to work out with a guy whose dad.
Right, yeah.
Who taught me how to work out. His dad used to do that. We would be at the gym. There'd be 30, 40 people. And he would walk in and he would unplug the speakers in the ceiling. Because it was like it was a basement gym.
Oh, so. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, for our listeners, it was just like you could stand on a weight bench and really get you can get into the ceiling. It was a basement of a house. So
right.
And he would unplug the speakers. And then you had 30, 40 guys look at him and go, what are you doing? No, you don't need music workout. No, none of you need this. No, you don't need it. Just concentrate on what you're doing. And then those who were like a little less experienced, like the first couple times, I was like, oh, man, is it if you turn off the music? You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't work there. He's just some dick.
Yeah, I know.
He was my buddy's dad at the time. Yeah. Well, sorry, my buddy at the time's dad.
Yes.
And I was an authoritative figure. I was 15 years old. I didn't say anything, you know.
Of course not. The third time
it happened, our other buddy's brother was there. And right. This guy walked up and was just like, nobody needs music. And this guy walked up to him and he goes, fuck you. And he says, you know, calls him by his first name, goes back, plugs the music in. He goes, you touch the music again, I'll knock you tomorrow. So, you know, I was watching that on social media and he's like, no, you don't need it. Bullshit. Music has been proven. Hell, The Rock sells headsets.
Well, yeah. It makes you focus and it pumps you up. But also, too, I understand what I know Arnold Schwarzenegger goes in and he says a lot of stuff about get off your fucking phone. Like, stop checking Facebook or texting.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you got to focus on what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm just talking about music.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
You don't. You set it, forget it. Don't touch it. Use the music to motivate yourselves. None of this. You know, like, check my app. No. You got an arm strap. You got something, whatever, however you keep your phone on you, or if it can reach the distance, leave in your locker and you got your wireless, if that works for you, if it'll work.
Yeah, of course.
You do that or listen to music in the gym. But yeah, for one person to come up and tell 40 people, no, none of you are going to listen to music. Because
we're not going to get into that. Not throw people under the
bus. When I saw that, I was disappointed. I'm like, come on, man, you're better than that. I was going to leave him a message too, going like, come on, dude. But you know what? I don't work out in the gym with this guy. I don't need to, you know, he's like, he'd be like, who the hell are you? I
got exactly
17 million followers. Who's this one doofus?
I'm
never working at your gym. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, those who know us personally, those who know, there'll be about 5 or 6 people listening to this that know are nodding and going, oh yeah, fuck, I remember that.
The last time I lost a lot of weight was 150 pounds and I lost it by a combination of music.
Yes.
Right. A timer.
Yes.
To keep my, the circuit right. going. You know, it was for the circuit, right? The 1 minute circuit, you know, and also Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So between my breaks, I would take like a 1 minute break, or let's say between my set, after I was on my 1 minute breaks between each rep and then my set was done.
Right.
If I was really still like, cause I was not in shape, you know, obviously, well, pairs of shape, but you know, I was just not ready to go to do my next sets. I would take 20 minutes and play a few rounds and it was such a blow 'em up explosion type thing. They would get my adrenaline going and I could get back on the weights and I would work out some more. So it really helped me. And what's funny is one of the guys who voiced the characters in there, I actually ended up by doing a scene with him in Defiance and actually told him.
Oh, nice.
Like, dude, you're one of the reasons I lost a bunch of weight. And he was just blown away. He goes, of all the things I've heard of He goes, I've never thought of anybody losing weight, using that to lose weight. He goes, because it's a game you sit down.
Well, yeah, and also, but it's getting you pumped up because you're getting adrenaline.
But you need the discipline to play a few, you know, you play like 3, 4, 5 rounds, boom, stop, go back to your weights.
Yeah, yeah. My father used to work out heavily, but he used to have a beer, smoke, watch a couple quarters of football, then go do a set, come back. And yeah, he did it completely wrong. So there's right ways and wrong ways to do things. But anyway, that's enough of fitness with Roman and Rob. How would you try fitting this show in your ears?
Yeah, we thought our new podcast, Up and Pudgy.
Up and Pudgy.
We're motivated, but we're fat.
Well, hey, fuck off. All right. Okay. I did want to mention you're in a movie on Netflix.
I am on a movie.
And you were in a scene, and you're not an extra. You're actually in a scene. And the movie's called Polar?
Yes, Polar.
Polar. So anyway, it's in North America right now, as far as I'm not sure about overseas or anything, but check it out. It's a great movie. Like, it's very entertaining. It's like, I mean, high adrenaline, lots of shoot 'em up. I'm not going to spoil anything about it, but it's worth your watch. And
as a word of warning, do not watch this movie with any kids in the room.
Oh God. No.
It is uber violent. It is uber sex. It is uber bullets.
Yes.
Uber boobs, whatever. It kicks back more towards the 80s and 90s ultra violent movies.
Yes.
That is very unapologetic, and I absolutely love it. You know, some people have different opinions. That's okay. You don't have to love this movie.
But if you listen to the show, check it out, because Roman's in it. And I got to say, with the scene you're in, and you're not just an extra, it's a fucking full-blown, I'm not going to spoil it. I can't spoil it. We discussed this earlier. You do pass away in this movie.
I do in everything I do.
Yes. Okay. So this is an ongoing trend with you. So anything you've done, you find a way to pass away, to shuffle off that mortal coil, right? What I did want to ask you is, what happens when, like, people like your mom see this?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody keeps saying, like, oh, I hope your mom didn't see this yet. It's like, everybody who's seen it, that my friends are like, holy shit.
It's awesome. Yeah. but
it's short but memorable. And so I had told my mom what the scene was about, and she had told me, she's like, oh, I don't know if I want to watch that, because nobody wants to really see their son get like
murdered. No. Yeah. We just leave that pass away.
Yeah, pass away. It's not even murdered, like, in the sense that you might think. But it's nobody wants to see that. So I don't know. I'm pretty sure she hasn't seen it.
Okay.
I have lots of family who have messaged me.
Yes.
And they're like, oh my God. And the cool thing is that I posted this on social media there, where they have the credits at the end, and there's my credit, and right next to me is, well, you know, I can't even spoil that. There's somebody you've seen in all kinds of shows. If you like this podcast, you like this guy's movies.
Yes.
And in here, and me and him are side by side in there. So if you haven't seen it on my social media, watch the movie. Yeah, I think.
Check it out.
Yeah, if you like this podcast, this type of podcast, you're going to like that movie.
Yeah, okay. So, and this is something else I want to say. And it's weird, because each of us have met people, especially you in the business, but even myself, I've met people that are in movies. And when I watch their movies, I remember the time I met that person, but it doesn't pull me out of the movie. When your part came up, I instantly got pulled out of the movie. Because it's not only somebody that I know in passing or as a random Facebook friend. We are looking at each other right now. We stare at each other 2 hours a week, and we text or message at least 3-4 times a week, like, especially with show stuff and everything else. So it's like, oh, fuck, that's Roman. So I was like, for me, for a second, I'm like, oh, okay. I got to kind of reel myself back into the movie, because it's like, I know that. Wait a second. I potted with that guy last week. That didn't fucking happen. Like, you mean it pulls you out?
Yeah. Well, it's only if you know me personally. But even then, like, those who do, they're kind of surprised. And some people, it's funny, because I am dressed a little differently. I do have makeup.
Yeah. Check it out. You'll see.
So there are some people who did not recognize me. Although I thought it was kind of obvious it was me, but some people are like, oh, I saw you in the credits, but I'll have to go back and take a look.
What?
If you didn't catch me the first time, I mean.
Well, you know what? That just says something for your performance.
Well, yeah.
Anyway,
it was pretty crazy. You know what? It's a pretty insane scene. The director messaged me, said how when he was cutting the movie together, how he really enjoyed my scene because it really launched the rest of the movie. He says like it was just like this crazy, crazy scene. And he goes, it's just, and he told me, well, I don't know if he said this to everybody, but he said it was his favorite scene of the entire movie.
It's almost, dare I say, Tarantino like esque, not the movie, but that's especially that fucking scene.
There's definitely, you can see the influences there, man. Yeah. It's very much Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
There, like, ooh, yeah. So, anyways, yeah. Please, Polar on Netflix. I know it's Canada, U.S., and I think it's out in Europe as well. I know it's in England and a few other countries, and I think the other countries are coming later. But there's quite a few. So anyways, you should be able to see it.
Yeah.
VPN, just go to whatever country has it.
There you go. Check it out. So there we go. Yeah, awesome. Congratulations. It's really cool to see you. It's pretty neat to have. Like, hey, fuck, I know that guy.
Thanks, man.
Pretty awesome. Okay, so anything else this week? We got stuff going on. We're pretty deep into the show. If you want to,
yeah, well, no, I think we just get into the headlines.
Sure. Yeah.
Enough about me.
Yeah.
Now about me.
Now more about me.
That's right. Okay, so police raid home for meth and also find dead bald eagle.
Oh no! Go on.
I'm gonna take this home, man. All right. So when police in Missouri searched two homes, they seized 58 grams of methamphetamines, a gun, a stolen ATV, and a stolen horse trailer. Oh, and something else, a dead bald eagle. The bizarre discovery came after the, of course, it's the Ozarks Drug Enforcement Team. So apparently Jason Bateman had a,
yes,
a bald eagle. The sheriff's office, I don't want to say their names, right? But the sheriff's office and the police department served two search warrants simultaneously to the houses. And anyways, the bald eagle was found in a freezer in one of the homes and was turned over to agents.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he says that he believes that possessing one, living or dead, is also illegal, which I believe it is. You can't kill these things. You're not supposed to have them.
Right. Excuse my ignorance. We are Canadian. Is that a patriotic thing in the States or is it just in danger?
I think it was endangered. It is their symbol.
Okay.
You know, like we have the mighty, mighty beaver.
Well, that was my point. We love stuff and beavers up here.
Yeah. Love us a beaver.
We love stuff and beavers in Canada. And if we came into a house and we saw a nice stuffed beaver, like we'd be like, hey, right on. We're cool. And we're awesome with that. So I'm just wondering, yeah, I guess in the States you don't. And again, excuse my ignorance. It's just, you know.
It's they're known for the bald eagle because it's part of their identity.
Of course, yeah.
But we have way more of them here in Canada.
Oh, we got tons of beaver here in Canada. Like,
you know, I mean, way more bald eagles.
Oh, yes, that too.
Well, a lot of bald beavers too. Don't get me wrong.
Now you say it, of course. Okay, so what's this guy? I guess this guy's, he's being charged for possession of meth and everything else. Is this just something to tack on top of the charges, or
yeah. So they basically went in there, like, you know, they found like the drugs and the ATV and stolen everything stolen, and they're like, "What else do you got, sergeant?" Sir, I got a bald eagle. Is that a euphemism? No, it's just a bald eagle. You look at the dude. You're like, "What the fuck did you get a bald eagle?" It's like that's Steven, and we're friends.
It's Steve. I smoke meth, so.
That's all you do is like,
that's not your defense. He's like, I smoke methamphetamine.
Just shake your head, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, why are you questioning anything I do? I've clearly made some bad choices in my life. Well, sir,
this is the thing you latch on to. Yeah. I'm doing chemicals and I'm stealing vehicles. And a bird is the thing you're questioning? Yeah.
This is what you're pissed about? Fuck this. I'm going to Canada. They're not so precious with their beaver.
Yeah. Bald beavers everywhere.
Awesome. Okay. Next headline. Right.
So next one here. Robot delivery dogs deployed by self-driving cars are coming. All right. What? Robot delivery dogs deployed by self-driving cars are coming.
Okay. So dogs that, I guess the car will go down the street and the dogs bring the delivery to the door.
Yeah. And all of it is robotic. So the dogs are robotic. The cars are robotic.
Right.
Right. So it's just kind of like, okay, so you have self-driving cars and then you have robot delivery dogs. right? So then why not put the two together and turn this whole place into like Total Recall?
Yeah, why not? And also too, dogs are known for chasing cars. So we just automated the whole system. Like,
yeah. So it says, because Continental gets its way. It says, hope you're not afraid of dogs. Because if Continental gets its way, autonomous robot dogs are going to be delivering your packages. Right. So they showed us at the Consumer Electronics Show, which was called CES.
Right.
So as they refer to it as a Black Mirror-esque vision of driverless vehicles. So look, basically it's this. They're like, here's our future vision. Automated cars that drive themselves, which, by the way, as of last week, is now legal in Ontario.
It's legal?
Legal. So wow. You can now have vehicles that drive themselves in this province. The only stipulation is that there must be a live human in the passenger seat to make sure
of course.
If it was wrong that they can kind of correct. So,
well, just to pause on that for a second. We both live close to the 401, the busiest highway in Ontario, and I'm sure Canada. So can't do any worse than who we have driving now. You know, like,
oh yeah, sure. I saw that Rescue 401 TV show, and they refer to it as the busiest highway in North America.
Wow. Yeah, I believe all it.
Of the U.S. and that's, imagine there's five cities that are bigger. There's 10 times the population.
Yep.
And this highway is busier than any one of those.
Yeah, yeah. That's just poor urban planning. But I mean, we're not getting in that.
Most cities in the U.S. have like the roads going into the town, and then they have a bypass that goes around the town. They all have the circle.
Yep.
Where you can just avoid the city completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that here.
That'd be nice. Unfortunately, we have to go to Toronto. Actually, side note, I was in Scarborough like 3 days ago. So yeah, that's the birthplace of myself and the ghetto. So yeah. Hey Scarborough, sorry I didn't message. Whenever I'm Facebook and I go out of town, I'll say, hey, Sudbury, I'm in you. You mean, or hey, Ottawa, I'm in you. And it
pisses me off, right? When people go places and they say, like, I'm in you.
Yes. Anyway, it's a double entendre. So I do, but I didn't do that with Scarborough because I'm like, yeah, no, I don't. Hey, Scarborough, I'm in you.
Hey, Scarborough, I'm rolling up the windows and hitting the gas. See?
Ooh.
I lived in Scarborough. I lived there for a long time.
Yeah.
Like I told you before, that's when I would go to the grocery store in the middle of the night, you know, and then you had the gangs roving around going, what is this motherfucker doing here at this time of night? And then they just kind of figured, well, if I was there at that time of night, I wasn't afraid of anybody.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. I think, whatever. I think I can understand why they'd use, I don't know why they'd make it a dog, but I guess automating a robot with four legs, especially with unknown terrain, would be a lot easier than making it bipedal.
Yeah, because they, remember I told you there's certain places that have laws where you can't mess with those things anymore, and they're not even dogs. They were just delivery vehicles that deliver foods, but they have like eight wheels on them.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is just the same thing. It's just they put it in dog form.
Sure, okay.
please retrieve your package from between my hind legs. What?
Wait, what?
I'm not pulling my hot sub out of your dog's ass. I'm not a real dog, sir.
I'm not a real dog.
This is a guy at the other end with like a headset talking through the dog. See, sir, I'm not a real dog.
Yes, I'm actually in the car, sir. It's illegal to have.
Please retrieve your sub from my dog's ass.
Now I'm waiting for the automated beaver up here in Canada. That'd be something.
They have that, but it's more manual. It's called a flashlight. It's fine.
Okay, next headline.
Okay, last headline. Ready? Yes. Man hospitalized after injecting semen to treat his back pain.
Of course. Go on.
Because, you know, everything on the internet is real, right? New study published in the Irish Medical Journal recounts the case of I told you, Irish, you guys are smart. You figured all this shit out. The case of a 33-year-old man who was hospitalized after repeatedly injecting semen, himself with semen, to relieve chronic back pain.
So okay. He is twice relieved.
Like, hey man, you know what will fix your back pain? If I put some semen in you. Well, that's okay. I'll do it myself. I don't think you're getting the point I'm making here. I guess he's in prison or something. I'll inject some semen into you. Your back will feel much better. Yeah. He's like, oh, no, no, okay, I'm good. I'll do it myself.
I'll give you an adjustment. Okay. Does he explain a reason?
Let me see here. It says, the case study was called, was titled Seemingly Harmless Back Pain, Unusual. Basically, he had read somewhere that injecting semen into himself was a method of treating his back pain. So I saw the pictures and he started over and over injecting it into like his muscle, into his forearm.
Right.
And it just started causing him
inflammation.
Yeah. All kinds of fucking medical problems.
Like sleepiness.
You actually see an x-ray in his forearm and you can see just big globs of fucking semen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it didn't fix your back pain, but your arm is fucked. So
yeah, exactly.
Something, right?
Well, for what? This is one time I'm going to have to agree with the anti-vaxxers. Like, I can't believe I actually said that, but yeah, I can't, I don't understand why this would, why would you like, what?
Like, just, okay, sir, I understand you injected semen into your forearm. What I need to know was how small was that guy's dick to be able to fit it in your arm? Like,
well, that? This is what I think. I think his chiropractor was hitting on him and saying he wanted to put nice hot semen all over his back. Like, so maybe, I don't know. It's a stretch, but.
It's like, really? Magic juice?
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we need. Like, well, watch somebody come up with some theory that, injecting semen will give you increase your muscle tone. So you'd have
those theories have all existed. You wouldn't believe this stuff. Like, it does work apparently for like when, and I apologize for this. This is actually something that people do, is that you can go to spa treatments and put it on your face.
Semen on your face. Well, you know what? You can save you a couple bucks.
Not as a dude, but I know women are doing it. And apparently it's one of the high-end rich people. And apparently it really does work, but I don't know. Like,
well, I'm sure. Even just email us, careofroman, romanpodcast@gmail.com. You'll do it for half the price.
Yeah, you just, the tap is over there, all right? There's a hole in a wall, and just the handle looks a little weird.
Right? It's a little stubby. But
tug on it, and eventually you'll get everything you need. Meanwhile, on the other side of this of the wall, it says glory hole.
Yes, of course. And of course, like, somebody's fucking like it's like, you know what would make your clear up your pores? Hot semen on your face. You know, that was a dude telling somebody like it's just bullshit.
It's a treatment called Bukkake, and jeez,
fuck me.
Yeah, it has to be. And you know, it's in 99 dudes would be like, no, don't do that. But there's always that one fucking weirdo.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
If you do this.
Oh. Fuck, gross.
All right, before we barf.
Yes, all right. Let me take care of a little housekeeping with some wet naps after that fucking story. If you want to get a hold of us, we are at Roman Podcast on Twitter, and you can get a hold of myself. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter, and Cast1973 on Instagram. Oh yeah, and the show is Roman Podcast on Instagram as well. You can get a hold of Roman. He is the Roman LeBeau on Twitter and Instagram, and Roman Citizens on everything else, with Snapchat, Christian Grinder, all that other good stuff. You can catch him out there. And don't forget, the networks are on. We're on the EMC Podcast Network, at the Tangible Network, and we're also endorsed by Emotionally 14. That's Emotionally 14, the numerical 14. So emotionally14.com. So check out all three of those places for some awesome show and awesome content. And what else we got? Oh, yeah, of course, our Tasty Nude campaign. Do you have any tasty nudes you want to send Roman? You can send them, care of Roman. RomanPonicast@gmail.com, and he'll happily peruse your tasty nudes. If you have any tasteful nudes, that's something like, I'm a happily married man. I'll happily look at your, as long as they're tasteful, I can peruse your tasteful nudes. Send them, same address, RomanPonicast@gmail.com, and we'll happily peruse both your tasty and tasteful nudes. Also, do not forget RomanPodcast.com or .ca. It'll direct you right to our Tee Public store, where you can get all sorts of Roman Podcast merch. You can get t-shirts, you can get pillows and cell phone cases and blankets and even wall hangings and canvas art. Like, it's really, it's quite elaborate. So you can get our new logo or old logo and a bunch of other cool stuff. Go to RomanPodcast.com and check out our merch store. And last but not least, our review reach around. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. And we call that the review reach around.
Yep, that's a 5-star Screaming Eagle reach around.
So, until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau. Go see Polar.
Go see Polar, yes. Or stay at home, see Polar. Yes,
watch Polar on Netflix. And then, you know what? Tweet us. Let us know what you thought.
Yeah, tweet. Yeah, even tweet at us and say, hey, look what I'm watching tonight. You know, yeah. Screenshot. Awesome. So, until next week, I'm Rob Gast. That's Roman LeBeau. And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations, you have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangibound Network? That's right. Go check out tangiboundnetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile-friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.